Proposed Accountability Rule for United States Colleges and Universities by Patrick Johann. Earlier this month, the United States Department of Education proposed a regulatory framework to hold post-secondary educational institutions accountable for their students' labor market and earnings outcomes. Under the proposed rule, students risk losing eligibility for federal loans and, in some cases, Pell Grants if they are enrolled in undergraduate programs whose graduates' earnings fail to exceed those of a typical high school graduate. Graduate programs face similar consequences should their graduates earn less than the average bachelor's degree holder. Though the benchmarks are modest, in the sense that most college programs will meet these criteria, some will not, and the consequences for college programs are severe, as most universities rely heavily on federally subsidized tuition dollars. For-profit colleges already have a related form of accountability in place. The 90-10 rule requires them to derive at least 10% of their revenue from non-federal sources. This proposed legislation marks the first major step to holding public colleges accountable in a similar way. It remains to be seen whether this rule will become law, and if so, how it will shape institutional outcomes. But this new regulation could create better accountability for the use of taxpayer dollars in higher education. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.